Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, June the 4th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again, same time, same station. Those were the old days, weren't they? And and being here for what should be another really good and fun call tonight. So I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to hearing from Sue and from Bob. And well, before we get into the teaching tonight, which Sue's provided for us, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue. Lord God, thank you for everything that's happening for us, everything that's moving forward in the right direction. Thank you for the information, although somewhat limited. Thank you for the information that we did receive today and how it would influence everything that we are looking forward to. But thank you for your provision, for your healing, for your gentle touch, for your grace, and thank you for just everything that we have to look forward to. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is going to be another fun teaching, I have a feeling.
Are they fun? Are they fun or are they like, are they fun? I mean, would you call it fun?
I think the
fun part is when the three of us talk about it. That's really fun.
Yeah.
I think
that's right.
The fun part. The teaching is an opening and a deepening, and then it's fun to talk about it. So just
wanted to add that.
I just have to say that. Okay, so trusting God's plan. In your book were all written the days that were ordained for us, when as yet there was not one of them. Psalm 139:16. Before you were ever born, God already had a plan for your life. He saw you, the real you, fearfully and wonderfully made, with all the traits and imperfections that make you a unique creation. Of course, there may be things about how God created you that you wish were different, but you don't have to understand everything that God had said. You must simply believe that when God says he has a plan for you, he does. You can trust in the fact in part, but you may also have doubts because of what has occurred in your past, times when you messed up, or when the Lord acted in a manner that you didn't expect. Remember, Jesus always brings redemption. Not only does he forgive you when you repent of your sins, but he also redeems the difficulties of your life and brings good from them. Christ created you for a purpose, one that he brings about as you walk with him. Trust how he leads you. Let him guide your life because he assuredly has the best plan. Jesus, I don't understand all you're doing, but I will trust you. Thank you for your awesome plan. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Who is guiding your life? Consider that question and be honest with yourself. You may think, I'm a Christian, so Jesus is. But perhaps you know that's not necessarily true. Just because you've been saved doesn't mean Christ is directing your life. Indeed, there are many things that may be driving you. The need for acceptance, control, worth, respect, position, possessions, security, tradition, and even survival can shape how you respond to situations. So it's essential for you to recognize if one of those internal needs is compelling you, because they can never get you to where you really long to go. Jesus, I want you to lead. Search me and reveal what needs and attitudes control me, and teach me how to follow you wholeheartedly. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's a very good teaching.
Now we can have fun, right? Yeah.
Well, I know what you're saying. That was kind of an opening. It was a door opening to us, giving us some really good information. And I like the fact that, God, you know, does have a plan for us, each one of us, individually. And a lot of that plan involves what we do, because we have free will. And we have the will to either follow Christ in his teachings and follow the Holy Spirit as he leads us in the right direction, or not. And we get into trouble when we get off course and we go away from the things of God and go away from that the ideal path that God puts us on. But once we get on that path, and if we do falter and fall off, God will help us to find our way back on. He'll redirect us right to the path that is best for us. And then we can go through and continue the journey one day at a time, one step at a time, working toward our goal, which is to be Christ-like, to be like Jesus, to be of a similar mindset and spirit that he has and still has and had. So I think what's interesting is the idea of God's plan. Yeah, he's got a plan for us, and he knew us, you know, in our mother's womb. We had that before. We knew that. So before we were born, he knew us. And he actually, since God knows the end from the beginning, he knows what our end is going to be. And I think even though our days are numbered on this earth, we can make a lot of good things happen in whatever our lifespan is supposed to be. And I think, in some ways we can extend our lifespan by, you know, eating well and exercising and nutrition and med beds won't hurt in that regard either. So, you know, we'll have a nice long life until Jesus comes back for his church in the raptura, the rapture of the church, the great catching away of the body of Christ. And so I'm looking forward to that, but I'm not in any hurry for it. I think God's got us all down here for a reason. He's got Sue here with what she's taught us about projects and the preparation for what is coming in this 2.0, this reset, global reset, global currency reset, everything else. And it's going to be a great time, but it'll be a challenging time, but I believe it'll be a very fun and rewarding time for us as we move forward. So I enjoyed the teaching, Sue. I thought it was really good. And so I appreciate it. I appreciate you for bringing out that teaching for us. And I thought it was fun. It's fun to talk about it. So, yeah. Bob, you're kind of a fun guy. Tell us how you felt about this teaching and what it means to you.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. You know, you're saying at the beginning about it being the teaching being like an opening, and the fun was in the conversation. I kept thinking of the word joyful. And the teaching brings a joyful feeling. And as I was listening to it, I started thinking about just this phrase came to my mind that said, the gift of today. And today is Thursday. Thursday's day, we do the big call. And so this is an opportunity to receive this teaching as a gift for us, and also as it's a day of growth, and we can be grateful for all the nuances of the teaching, and it means something a little different to every person, but for all of us, it can be a moment of growth and a time for gratitude for the blessing of these teachings. So that's how I was feeling about it. Mm-hmm. And I love the trusting in God's plan. And God's plan is right close to us, right? God is breathing us. And he's living, his spirit is experiencing life on earth through us. So as we experience life, he too experiences it. And
right.
And he's so close to us that he's in us, and there's actually no separation. There's no God in the sky, right? His essence, his creative miracles are actually what created us, and God's energy and his essence is actually breathing us. And, you know, Bruce was mentioning about, you know, some people might say, yeah, well, this is God's plan for me, but maybe things are not going so well. And, you know, maybe if you don't like what's happening, you can draw a line in the sand and start anew each day.
Sure.
And each day the sun rises. It's a beautiful day. It's a life-giving day. God is giving us life from the sun, from the oxygen in the air, from the pulses of electromagnetism coming from the core of the earth, and from his essence that is making our heart beat. And there's nothing that says we can't start anew if we're not happy with what's going on, and we can pause in the morning and design our day or our life of paradise. We get to choose, and we get to tell God what it is that is our design, and knowing that he's the one animating us, and we can tell him, I want to be like this. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be kind and compassionate. I want to be wise. And I want to be grateful for the Father. And I want to be abundant in all things. And I want to be a giver and a healer. And I want to be understood. And that was something Jesus wanted. He wanted the followers and the people going along with him to understand where he was coming from, who he was, how significant all of this was. And that was his desire. And as you put this out and put it forward and declare to God, this is what I want, this is my chosen paradise, then he'll listen. And not only that, but he'll begin to perform miracles on the behalf of the two of you, which are one. And so expect those miracles and attract them to you with your faith. And it's that faith that creates the magnetic phenomena that attracts those miracles, which are actually already there. God has a shelf full of miracles already done. And as soon as you set up the declaration of what miracles you want and have faith that they'll be there, he takes them off the shelf and shares them with you and fit them in, fit the miracles in like a puzzle piece into your paradise plan. And give thanks for each one, each little tiny one and each big one. Give thanks and then share with others. A miracle for you is a miracle for all of us. And after sharing and giving giving gratitude, as Bruce was saying, keep on going. Keep on down the road on your journey.
Thank you, Bob.
I like that. That's very well said, Bob. Enjoyed that. And you know what? You're right in the sense, Bob, that when we wake up every day, the Word says that His mercies are new every morning. And so we can wake up to a new start every day. And I think that's how, you know, you look at it, and Sue, you look at it that way, and we just have to remember that every day is a gift. Every day is a new day. And He's got new mercies available for us every day as we walk this journey out. So thank you, Bob. That was really good. Sue, this was a really good teaching, and yeah, it wasn't fun in the sense of fun, but I found it to be enjoyable, like Bob suggested. And what did you think of the teaching, Sue, and what did you gain something from it?
Well, the fun for me is listening to both of my compatriots and just like how we know the teachings. That's really, really fun to me. It's like watching two people playing with a kaleidoscope and talking about what they're seeing, and each kaleidoscope is different. Mm-hmm. And so I really like what you said, Bruce, and about, you know, the teaching said that that God has known us before we were even born.
That's right.
But I loved what Bob said, because when you quiet your mind and you just let the noise settle, your intimacy with God is, you know God, and God knows you. It's just like Bob said. It's a two-way street. And the exciting part for me is that we know through neurotheology, through brain scans, through quantum science, we're now at this place where Jesus saying the Father and I are one. We can actually create those conditions that Bob was talking about, that Christ, you know, was the essence of Christ's teachings, so that you can feel. Imagine this, and I can't wait for my segment. Imagine what it would be like if you could, instead of, you know, talking about God as some man, you could feel God in your body. That's really what you're supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be separate from God. You're supposed to be living, walking, one, not thinking about God, but thinking with and from God. And I think that the opportunity that we're about to step into, and that I want to support with all my being, with all my soul, with all my mind, and all my heart, is the opportunity to remove the obstacles, which is too much distraction, too much thinking, was in this teaching, too much outer, not enough inner-outer balance. It's just removing that, so you're like literally, you're swimming and living and conversing and moving in God. So your body is like always one with God, one with love, one with love, whole body love. Not intellectual love. What's the word of the day? Integrated love. So that every part, everything you do is being seen through this integrated lens of how much love is moving through me, how am I walking and representing an integrated, healthy model of the new God-breathing human. That's what the big call is. It's to be inspiring this new level of human, divine, earth and beyond experience. And Bob does it with Boomer Boost and getting it so that the body can receive that signal. I do it through, I can't wait for my segment, neuroplasticity, and wait to see the tie-in I'm going to show you. I just can't wait. I'm so excited. And you guys are going to love it. And Bruce does it by breathing in and bringing out and sitting and waiting to catch like a, what would the baseball player be, Bob? Just, you know, the person that's like, rap,
fly ball.
Me. Come on, I'm catching the intel. Catching the intel. I mean, we're a three-man. Well, actually, we're a four-man team. We're a four-man team, I guess, right? Because our friends that we appreciate so much. But it's like that's what it is. And the bases are loaded, and Sue is complete with her transmission for tonight. That's it.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. I was going to say if we make our comments, we can get to your segment, which you can't wait for. And now we can't wait for it because we don't know what it is.
I know. I want you to be excited because it is pretty cool. I think you're going to be taking notes because you're going to want what I have to give you. It's a discovery.
Okay, good. That sounds great, Sue. I'll do it. Well, thank you for that teaching. I thought it was really good. And I enjoyed Bob and his comments tonight and yours, Sue. Very fun and interesting and enlightening. So why don't we do this? Let's move into our prayer and praise time, and let's see if anybody's written in with any requests.
Well, guess what? We have Genia. Thank you
for
holding
the
spot, Genia. That's it.
Yeah, really? Good. Okay.
So I guess that's, I kind of knew that so I could go a little longer in my...
Oh, I see.
Hey,
okay.
Let other people go long. So here we go. Oh, it's good to be queen. Prayers 6-4-26.
All right, Queenie.
Who was it? What movie was that? It's Good to Be King?
Yes.
Marty Feldman? I don't know. Here we go.
Okay, okay.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, so I'm helped, and my heart exults. I love that. It's a beautiful word. And with my song, I give thanks to him. Psalm 28:7. I love that word, exult. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will feel refuge. Psalm 91:4. Now imagine, I'm going to keep reading this, but just imagine the state of feeling this, not thinking it, but walking in that experience throughout your whole body. Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for all the wonderful leaders and listeners, their health, finances, and well-being, Pastor Scott's health, family, and well-being, the RV blessing, R&R, tariffs, Doge, debt forgiveness, phones, bank perks, MedBed notifications. May the negotiations go well with Iran and world peace. Be on your guard. Stay firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Do everything in love. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have the strength. Theodore Roosevelt. Question. Will 4B get notified by Flag Day and President Trump's birthday, 6/14, or by 7/4/26, America's 250th birthday. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Blessings and peace to everyone on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Jeannie always sneaks in a question about the Intel and the timing.
I know. Exactly what I was thinking.
Is it going to happen by this date or this date?
No, I know.
I think the answer is yes.
I know.
I've
got perks. I'm writing this prayer. I'm writing this so I get to ask. I know it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Well, you know, these are valid questions. Flag Day is what, the 14th of June? Is that right? Because I know that's also
I have no idea.
Isn't that the France Independence Day, Bastille Day, on June
14th? Yes, but it's in July. Yes, and it's in July, July 14th.
July 14th is Bastille Day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then never mind.
Yes.
Never mind. I was thinking it was, okay. So Flag Day and President's Birthday, is that the 14th of June?
I don't know.
I guess that is. That's what she was intimating. And then Bob?
Flag Day is the 14th. Yep. Yeah, Flag Day is on the 14th.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And then we got the 4th of July, which is coming. So I'll answer that, Jeannie. I'll get to that. But thank you for posing that question. Sue, thank you for that. We didn't even have to pray for that. That was just kind of an announcement by Jeannie.
I know.
Very good, though. Some good scripture. So no prayer requests except for where in the world is Pastor Scott?
I know.
I'm getting concerned. I'm more than concerned.
I thought you were going to do something about that.
I don't have any way to do anything. I don't have his number.
Okay.
So I don't know. If we did have his number, I could try to reach out, but I don't have it.
Okay.
So I do have a – well, anyway. Sue?
So Bruce, I have a praise report, if it's the right time.
Oh, go ahead, Bob. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so a while ago, we had made a prayer for a nurse who's a Big Call listener, lives here in Florida. Her name is Pat, and she was really sick, and I got to speak to her this evening, and her voice was really strong. It sounded like the voice that I remember hearing when I first talked to her 5 years ago. And she was back home, and she had been in the hospital for a long time. This goes back to February, and she was in the hospital for a long time, home for a couple of days, back in the hospital. And now, finally, she is she's back home and feeling really great. And she said the best part is she's in the place where her boomer products are, and she can start taking them again. And that's a funny thing to be most grateful for, but we'll take it. And she said that the doctors consider her to be a miracle for everything that she survived. They thought on numerous occasions she was dying. And she said she knows that it's all the prayers that that saved her life and allowed her to recover enough to be able to go back home. And she's extremely grateful for all of our prayers.
It is a great praise report, Bob. When I asked you if we had any kind of an update on Nurse Pat, and you said you were going to, when you got off the phone with me today, you'd give her a call. And I really appreciate that praise report because it does tell us that the righteous and fervent prayer, or the fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman, avails much. And it did. And so when I prayed for her and we all prayed together corporately from the Big Call and Big Call Universe, and the doctors were calling it a miracle, and we're going to say it was a miracle, and we're going to give the praise to God for bringing her out of that situation in the hospital. So, Pat, if you're listening, great to have you back. in the land of the living, and you continue to do well and take your products that Bob has, and we look forward to the other things that you talked about with your projects coming to fulfillment, okay? Because we want to be there for you for those. So thank you so much for that, Bob, and thank you, Pat, and praise God for his wonderful, wonderful works. All right. Thank you, Bob. I'm glad you had that, Bob, because we were going out a little bit light tonight on prayer and praise, but I think that one definitely did the trick for us. Sue, thank you for that. What would you say that you would bring to us about your segment? We're so excited, I can hardly speak.
Well, I'm bursting, actually, because I can't wait to find out if you know about this. I am.
Okay.
Because I can't wait to find out if you know about this. And then the parallel that you also don't know about. So, Bob. And Bruce.
Yes.
I'm going to work on two sports. And for everybody that has practiced anything. Bob, did you used to practice a lot for baseball? Did you just like used to drill and drill and drill?
I would say yes. And we played every day when there wasn't snow on the ground. And so we would play for hours every day. But then, of course, there was also practice, very specific practices. And when I was a coach, I spent lots of time practicing to help other people to do the drills.
Exactly. And Bruce, when you were playing tennis, how much did you practice and play and practice and play? Right?
Yeah, well, I played competitively for 31 years and was very active and played quite a number of matches, competitive matches, and there was quite a lot of practice. Yes, a lot of practice. And I taught tennis, like Bob, you coached, I taught tennis for 7 years after college, and there was a lot of that coaching going on too.
Okay, so I practiced a lot and played a little bit, pretty competitively, and had great pros that I would be practicing with, you know, like Andre Agassi's roommate, one of the top players in the country. And here's what I got so excited about. So when you're practicing and you're playing like that, you know that feeling when, Bob, you hit the ball just the right way and your whole body goes, that's it? Or Bruce, when you're hitting the swing.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you hit a serve or a volley or something at net.
Usually
and
serves
like,
and overheads. Yeah,
but think about this. When you're playing a sport, you're kind of going very, very quickly. But your body stores that as the ultimate, like your body has that memory, right? Do you know about something, this is for tennis, called the swing pro? Have you ever heard of that?
The swing pro. I don't think so, unless it's a training device.
Oh, I'm so excited. So remember this.
Okay.
And for golf, this is for Bob, there are two. And golf is actually the most studied in this. Bob, you want to write this down, maybe? The lag shot.
Don't forget, I'm a golfer too, Sue. Don't forget.
I know, but it's because he can write it down. That's why I'm saying it.
Oh, okay.
He'll write it down for you. And then super speed golf, backed by university biomechanics research. You swing clubs lighter than normal so your body performs beyond its trained ceiling. This is some of the latest research. So I got excited because this is what happened. I see this thing, the swing pro. And basically, Bruce, you're taking, this is for tennis now, and you're taking, and the only way it's going to make a noise so that you know you're hitting and getting the right mechanics mm-hmm. is when you hit it the right way with the right pace, with the right mechanics, and you can do it anywhere, and you're sitting outside and you're doing your backhand, your forehand, your serve, whatever you want to practice, it's mm-hmm. training your muscle memory.
Right.
So remember that. For anybody that wants tennis, you want the swing pro, the lag shot, or the super speed golf. So I'm getting all three. but that's not
now,
the
Sue,
point.
It sounds like you're saying these are training devices. That's what it sounds like these three are.
Well, here's the thing. I can say it that way, but I'm going to do something better. I'm saying that what they're doing is they're training your body to know it's not your body, it's actually your brain. To hear, second thing, it's like muscle memory. A golfer practices, you know, his ideal tennis shot, a tennis player serve, a basketball player, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But over time, if you're getting conditioned to hit and you're getting feedback instantly that this is right, this is right, this is right.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. That's the whole issue with our world. You're never getting clean feedback, clean feedback, clean feedback. Mm-hmm. Over time, that becomes automatic. Most people don't realize this. It's stored in your brain and nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of, you know, I mean, if you played with people, I had my coaches saying, you can't be playing with that person. They've got a lousy game. You can't do that. I used to feel guilty about it, but it was amazing when I think back at it. But here's the point. Muscle memory and this same principle is applied to leadership and the future. And so what we did and what we do in all of our 241 classes is we're actually training you to know, and we give, you know, accountability sheets. When you're practicing, what we do is these little 120-second practices that you're going to be repeating all throughout the day, you're training your mind to notice, when do I feel centered? Do I practice? Am I going up a higher level every day? Am I practicing? Am I practicing? Am I practicing? I mean, it's a pretty big deal, the amount of people that we have coming to practice together. It's like we're all out on tennis courts. We're all out on the golf course, and we're all practicing our swing, practicing our all sorts of things. So if you repeatedly, which is why we do what we do, because we're taking Christ's teachings, and then we're applying. It's called applied neuroscience. Precision neuroscience to get you to pay attention so that you break practicing overwhelm. You become, and if you don't do that, you're going to be extremely skilled at overwhelm. If you repeatedly practice coherent perception, thoughtful decision making, strategic awareness, those pathways strengthen as well. And what I have noticed in this community is people have a way of thinking that they're practicing something, but it's not actually getting encoded in their body. And so you have these people that are overloaded, they're waiting for something outside of themselves. They're not actually drilling to lead themselves, this is going to be a lot of self-leadership. So I want to just read you a quick testimonial, and then I'll tell you why this is so important for everybody. Here we go. We, the founders, meaning the pod, have just finished a series of classes with Sue concentrating on using sovereign topics meant to liberate humanitarians. This
outlines values and freedom and equality, advocates for human rights and social good, which allows us to think independently and work to help people without rigid ideological constraints. We've learned strategy, vision, stewardship, how to build, how to launch, and how to lead, among many other topics. I've been privileged to participate in these mind-stretching topics, preparing ourselves for our new world. Bring it on. I'll never be the same. Our first class was completed last night, and how I will miss this travel into the future. Getting feedback. A founder is a person hired by God to carry a specific project of your choice into the new world. This vision lives in us, in our heart, in our lives, in us individually. Our vision, our project, our sovereignty. I know what Christ in me is building. So we created a program that we pulled out of the vaults called the Liberated Humanitarian. And the reason why this program, it's four classes instead of two. But the reason we pulled it out is because we were seeing these emails, and it was all about, it's basically like people that had no idea how to break down. I wonder why I'm getting that feedback. How to break down and kind of design for themselves what are their most important values. What gets them? What's going to get them up in the morning so they're not going to get trapped? And here's the biggie. When everything is going to come at you all at once, it's all new, that can be incredibly overloading. When you have to figure it all out all at once, it could be overloading because everything is going to be coming at you like, I've got to buy a new house, I've got to tell my family, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Most people are writing to us and saying, I'm afraid I'm going to be overwhelmed. And so we created this program so you could slow down and just practice your shot in slow motion and get it right. Who are you when you're slowing down to think, okay, I need to push this aside. I need to do this step first. I need to think about what is the feeling I want to have as I move through my day. I need to think about that I'm designing the rhythm for my day so that my nervous system is stable, so I make good decisions, so that I execute with wisdom, and so that I'm also having a good time. It's not about being slammed with a lot of money and then going out and buying a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden you're like, you got to play and move and walk, kind of like dancing with it, but in a way that has a rhythm and a joy and a mastery to it. So if you're somebody that's sitting and listening right now, or maybe in the, you know, replay, here's the question you want to ask yourself. Would you enjoy having somebody walk beside you, kind of giving you some considerations before you make your most important decisions, so you can reflect and really create the best decision for you. So Liberated Humanitarian is going to give you more peace, more time, more freedom. But you have to think through that. Nobody's going to do it but you. And so we've given you this framework that's going to, four different meditations designed to take you out of that survival brain, that overwhelmed brain that has been running your life 95% of the time. And until you get in the med bed, even after you get out of the med bed, you want to make sure that that old programming isn't running in the background. Right, Bruce? You want to make sure that you're not taking, you know, it's like walking into a really beautiful restaurant with gum on your shoe.
No.
That's what it's like. It's true.
Gum.
It's true. That's the old. You don't want to be carrying all that old baggage with you. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to think about getting, what is the name of this? I've got to go back to. You're going to think about this as your practice. This is your practice. I'm practicing for my ideal life, my dream life. I'm making sure I don't get trapped because I don't know how to think my way and feel my way and integrate my way through it. So if that's you and you want to feel like I can just listen to this for an hour and a half after I come back from a meeting, I can have a meditation that will carry me through the week and it will keep me sharp, then send us an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, @hushmail.com. And just put liberated. It's four classes. So think of it as like I'll listen to one class a week while I'm going through this. Maybe two. Maybe two. But that's what you're going to do so that you stay on a nice, it would be like having somebody, like a coach, walking with you for the first month. And it's going to liberate you so you make and you can see and you can experience, what does it look like when I'm designing this for my rhythm and not being at the effect of all these people wanting answers? What are we going to do next? What do you want? What are you going to do? It's going to get crowded in your head if you don't have this. So that's my suggestion. Let me just read you those. So make sure that you have. And you can also look up the Swing Pro for tennis, Bruce. It's in my cart. The Lag Shot for golf, Bob. It's a flexible shaft training club that bends when you force it wrong and flows when you're sequencing it.
No, I know about that club. I've known about that. Yeah.
Okay. The Lag Shot. And then the Super Speed Golf is backed by University Biomechanics Research. It's one of the most highly researched body memory training tools. I'm just really excited that you can just be, you don't need to even need a backboard. You can just be hanging out on your patio and practicing your shot, Bruce. So better watch it. Better watch it.
Listen, it's all about proprioception.
It's all about getting the right neural pathway installed. That's what it's all about.
It's there. It's in there. It's there. Yep.
Well, yeah. So, anyway, enjoy, everybody. I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it'll help you so much. You won't be, I just care that people are prepared and not overwhelmed by the sudden shift in everything they're going to be dealing with, and that's what Liberated Humanitarian is for. So that's my segment for tonight.
Okay, Liberated is $200 for all four classes.
Yeah.
And let Sue know in your email if you have PayPal or if you don't have PayPal, and put your name and your cell phone number in the email in case she needs to text you for any reason. Okay?
Yep.
Good, Sue. Very good. Well, I love that. Thank you for that teaching and your segment, because the segment was really cool. It made me think, you know, Sue, it's like when you hit the perfect tennis shot,
there's no other feeling.
You feel no resistance from the racket. It literally happens, and you go, wow, did I even feel that shot? Because it was so well-centered on the face. You had plenty of motion behind it, plenty of energy, and it literally happens without any vibration of the racket. You just
but
get this incredible shot, you know?
Think about what we're actually doing. That's sports, but we're training for the sports of the new world. So that
That's
feeling
right.
that you have when you're like
wow, look at that shot. I mean, you remember, you know that feeling. It's just, you go, holy, wow, that's, I mean,
yeah.
It's incredible when you hit a great shot.
And when you hit that shot, when you're hitting, let's say, a volley or a high volley.
Wait, let me
that,
just finish.
Okay.
Let me just finish this one little point. No.
All right.
Hold on. But when you hit that shot, that's what we're going to be bringing into the world. When you know how to design a life so that it sets up, this is the setting it up, so you can be picking the right advisors, and you're going to go, wow, that's a cool person. Wow, that's a cool project. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. It's taking that incredible energy. I watch it in our classes. It's like, wow, people are getting so excited. Wow, their lives are changing so much. To see that and create the talent of that, that's what this sets up.
I hear you. Yep. And the cool thing about tennis shot and maybe golf to somewhat to this extent, but when you hit that tennis shot, everything slows down. And you literally see the ball hitting the racket, deflecting off of the center of the racket, and it's almost as if it was in slow motion. It's really cool. Yep, it's really cool.
So cool. It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Thank you. All right.
And Bob.
We'll talk about it. Thank you. Yeah, I remember that lag shot thing, because when you take the club back, you take it back and come through, and if you come through with the right swing arc, with the right everything, the club is actually a hinged club face on the end of the shaft. It will swing back and forth. And if you don't come down just right, it'll flip. It'll flip, and you won't hit the ball right. It's literally a training device, but it comes down, and you hit it. If you hit it with the proper technique, it'll turn it into a solid club, and you hit a really good shot with it. Yeah, I remember that.
Last statement. It's just that so the mechanics of this is all the same. What I think is important for a lot of, when you're talking about that, I'm thinking about how much we both love to hit on the backboard. And it's so nice. What this liberate, please say this when you're closing out, liberated humanitarian is the way you do your practice, not under pressure. When you can practice and drill with an expert who knows how to get it into your mind and body, that's me, and you can practice and drill at home, you're literally rewiring your brain to set up your life to be played right. It's serious practice. So it's a really, really important thing that if you're not practicing, you're just like, you're going out like, okay, I'm going to play a tournament game, and I have never played anything.
Right. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Remember how the old expression, Sue, practice makes perfect? It really should be perfect practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
So you have to practice with the right technique. You have to have the right swing, the right everything.
Well,
you know,
which is
perfect
why
practice
we do what we do,
because
it's based on Christ, but it's really precision.
Yes.
It gets into the places that, you know, create long-term potentiation. So it's time we knew that. Okay, done.
Yep.
Complete.
Okay, thanks, Sue. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
The last time, bye. Okay, good. Got it. so fun. We could talk about tennis and golf for a long time, couldn't we? Okay.
Yes.
Bob, you and I
could
talk about golf.
You could, Bruce, but then you'd become unhinged.
Good one, Bob. Good one. Are you familiar with that training device, Bob? Have you seen that? It's like 40 years old.
Yeah, I had one. I had one. There was a 7-iron. It's called Medicus.
Yep, that was it. The Medicus.
M-E-D-I-C-U-S.
Yeah. Medicus, exactly.
Yep. Cool.
How about CyberVision? How about CyberVision? Did you ever do CyberVision, Bob?
No.
CyberVision like you watch it on television, and it's like slow motion mechanics, and you're watching Stan Smith, Bruce. play
okay.
in slow motion.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
You know, I'm
okay,
going to be contacting good. Stan Smith. I'm going to be calling and meeting with Stan Smith. I met him back in 1977, I believe, down at Hilton Head. And we
uh-huh.
met after a tournament. He was down there, and he invited me over to his villa, Schooner Court, his villa. And it was really a great meeting. I had a great time meeting Stan Smith. Absolutely. Look forward to meeting him and talking with him again about some tennis centers. So, thank you, Sue. Bob, yeah, let's, golly, you know I could talk forever about this kind of stuff. But let's do this. We've got Myotrol. It came in Monday. We started shipping it Monday. And we're, I think, caught up now, are we, with previous orders, Bob, on the Myotrol. And some people are taking advantage of the sale of magnesium with zinc at 45% off when they buy a Myotrol. So tell us how that's going, Bob.
Yep. Yeah, so it's going very well. We've got a lot of people that had standing orders or subscriptions for Myotrol, and we were able to get all of those re-entered and reactivated. And
okay.
And some people have new dates for their auto ship for Myotrol. And other people had, orders where they had three or four products in the same auto ship. And so if people want to continue to get everything together, you'll have to take some action where you could go into the website and do it yourself, or give us a call and let us help you get everything back, in one piece, so to speak. And
put it on one date, right, Bob?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Yeah, then a lot of people also, Bruce, got Myotrol on their own each month. They would go and order it, or they'd call us to get help with ordering it. And there's still a lot of people out there that we're contacting. Jim Lee's contacting everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's helping to get those people back on track as well. And, we got a number of new testimonials that came in. One of them was in regard to collagen that came in yesterday. And this is a gentleman that had gotten bad news that he had cancer that had spread all throughout his body, and he was in a lot of pain, and they weren't able to get him good enough pain medication to stop the pain he was in. And we got him a bottle of collagen, and after just 2 days, he called to say, "This stuff really works, and I now have something that's managing my pain."
That's
and,
good.
I was really happy to hear that because this is the first person that had this particular type of situation that got this type of pain relief. And so
great.
That was awesome. And then the other thing that happened, Bruce, if you remember, it was either Tuesday or the previous week, we were talking about, we had retrieved the first testimonial where someone sent in a video of their foot. You remember?
Yes.
There was a guy that was lying on his bed, and
yep.
he had been taking collagen, and he was showing us how he could move his foot around in circles now that he couldn't do before.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
you can see in the video a ceiling fan, and he had his foot pointed up in the air. And I was saying
right.
that was the first time we got somebody that sent a video of their foot. Well, I'm happy to say that today,
yeah.
from a different person, we received a video of foot. And
oh,
so
good.
I think this person might have been listening and saying, "Hey, I got a foot video to send." And so maybe we're starting a trend. And where people are going to send us foot videos. But this one's actually pretty cool because this lady writes, I have a rare condition that took my toenails and fingernails, and it's taken 2 years to grow back. The collagen peptides has helped immensely, and I have seen improvement, and that is noted by my dermatologist. And she sends this video showing a video of her foot with the nails that are growing back.
Yeah.
I will share more videos as progress continues. Thank
Good.
You. Thank you, boomers.
We can't wait.
This is good. We are now officially in the foot restoration business.
Okay, good. Well, you know what's funny about that? What is the situation where somebody loses fingernails and toenails? What is that? I've not even heard of that. Where they fall out or what happens?
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly either. She just mentioned it's a rare condition.
Okay.
I'd have to look that up to see what kind of rare condition does that.
Okay.
We got another testimonial, this one, about collagen and pain. Mm-hmm. This person wrote in, I ran out of collagen and started having dreadful knee pain.
Uh-oh.
I ordered more and it just arrived yesterday. I'm so glad to be back on the product. It helped more than I realized. And this is
good
what
deal.
With new products that are coming out, Bruce, we have the opportunity to help people with things like this, like knee pain, pain from cancer that we've never had before. And
absolutely.
So that's what, and when you're in severe pain. And this has happened to me before. I've been in severe pain that lasted for 2 years. And it's no fun. And this is where somebody is getting collagen or our super strong roll-on, it's helping your pain. Just put it onto the subscription program so you don't run out. And
there
if anything
go.
Ever happens where... you know, you need to change the date or anything like that. It's so simple to do. You just pick up the phone and call us or go into your own account and change it.
Right. Change the date.
It's not like it's in this day and age, having something on a subscription is nothing to be afraid of with boomers.
Right.
Because we understand all about how people can end up not wanting to get the product that month. And it's perfectly fine for whatever reason it is. And that's a big part of why we have paid staff people to answer the phone. Half the phone calls that come in for people that want to modify their subscription, either to add something, change the date, order an additional one that they can share with someone, things like that. And so... it's a big part of our customer service. It's helping people with that. So don't be afraid of it, and don't let yourself run out of something that's helping that much.
Exactly.
Now, Bruce, here's the last testimonial, and it's about golf. And this is a good testimonial, and it's also a learning opportunity. So this is a 4 out of 5 star testimonial. And this gentleman writes in, I like Myotrol, but it doesn't give me enough energy. I play golf, but I'm down to 9 holes. Before I run down, I can play 3 or 4 more holes, and then I poop out and spoil the back 9. Thanks for your help. I'm 90 years old now. Okay, so here's a 90-year-old who's still playing golf. He's playing nine holes, then 12 holes.
He gets nine holes,
holes
in, and then two or three more. Two or three more, like
up.
He's on 10, 11, maybe 12, and
right.
things start to fall apart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and at such a young age, it's you know, only 90. That's ridiculous. So
well,
we
I got
need
a solution
to...
for this brother. Hey, Bob, I got a solution for
yep.
him.
Yeah.
At 90 years old, just
yeah.
play nine holes. Play nine
no, you know
one day, and then the next day, play the back
no.
nine.
No, that's not going to work, Bruce. I was going to say use a golf cart.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say get a golf cart, right? But then I
yeah,
thought,
really.
Nah, that's not really it. So he's using Myotrol,
God.
And this is actually the serious part. So Myotrol is great. Myotrol is miraculous, and what it's doing in regard to energy and stamina is it's activating your genes so that they perform like you're much younger. And it does that very well. And it's doing it for this gentleman, okay? But
yeah.
there are other factors related to energy that you also have to know about. For example, when you activate the gene to build muscle, you have to have the building supplies available. And to build muscle, you need amino acids, you need minerals, and you need metabolic enzymes. So this is why Myotrol goes so well together with a dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and barley. Barley gives you
right.
all the amino acids and metabolic enzymes you need. It reduces your inflammation.
Yep.
And it makes your absorption of nutrients five times better. The Boomer Boost has 68 different ingredients in it, including the minerals that are necessary to be inside the proteins that you make to activate them.
Right.
And so you want to make sure that you have the building blocks as well as the genetic expression. And if that happens and your energy doesn't go up after that, then there are other little things that could be going on that you need to pay attention to. For example, your thyroid, okay? It might be that his pituitary has stopped producing enough TSH. And
mm-hmm.
so you want to get that checked. You want to get a comprehensive thyroid check that tests for your TSH, your T4, your free T4, your T3, your free T3, and your reverse T3. Because that it will tell you the whole story about what's going on with the metabolic pathway of your thyroid hormones. And there's a possibility, for example, that at the age of 90, he has stopped converting T4 to T3 as easily as he used to, and for which there's something you can do about that. And there's an even greater possibility that he has started overproducing reverse T3, which is blocking the adequate absorption of the T3. And so there's what I would suggest to this gentleman, if he's listening, is let us help you, because there are other factors that you might need to address in addition to your genetic expression to complete the whole picture so that you can play 18 holes or 27 holes if you want to.
That's right. Okay.
And so these are the types of things that can sabotage people's energy. And in addition to that, and I don't think it's the case with this man, but in general for others listening, the issue of stress also can severely zap your energy. And this is why on our website we have free videos for people to learn stress management techniques like HeartMath, like Havening, like the emotional freedom technique, like the ultimate mind calming exercise, right? Mm. And it's also why we sell ashwagandha, because it's really good at calming people down. And but the whole point is, let us help you. So I'm glad this testimonial came in, because he said, thanks for your help. And so I'm going to take that to mean that he's reaching out for more help. Okay. And so he was kind enough to put his name on here, and we know that he's in our database because he's getting Mitral. So we're going to reach out to this gentleman, say, hey, we saw your testimonial. Thanks. Let us help you get back to where you can play 18 holes. You're only 90 years old, and you're only 5 years into middle age. You're going to live to be at least 120, and it would be a shame if you couldn't play 18 holes for the next 30 years. And so we're going to help him out.
That sounds great, Bob, really.
Is what I have. That's what I have for tonight. It's 10:15.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Let's just let everybody know how to get to your website so they can get what they need at this time with the sale that we do have on magnesium and zinc at 45% off when you buy a Mitral. And that's the way to do it, is buy the Mitral and put the zinc in, and you'll see a 45% savings, which should put your magnesium and zinc combination under $20 at checkout. All right, so go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get on there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. So go into the Boomers website, and then you can pull the all products menu down and see the on sale tab and click on it, and then you'll see how these products are paired together for a maximum savings on the magnesium and zinc combination. Like Bob said, because the Mitral came in on the 1st, some people didn't get their Mitral in their subscribe and save subscription service. So if you need to make that happen, you can do it by going onto the website and adjusting your ship date for your subscription service, or let them know at customer service, and you can at customer support, and you can tell them and come up with a new date, a new ship date, if you want to change your ship date. Okay, so check it out. The number to call if you need customer support is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So go for it if you need some help. And if you call in and you don't get right through, just leave your name and phone number. They'll call you right back. And they're very good at that, very good at turning around and getting that done. So, thank you, Bob. That's really good. I'm thinking about that golfer. And, you know, I think what I was hearing Bob say was, you know, the Mitral is going to really help build muscle, give some energy. It's a great, overall great supplement. But don't forget the combination of Boomer Boost and Barley together that gives you everything that you need for the nutrition and the energy and the 68 active compounds and the Boomer Boost. And, you know, there's quite a bit there that you want to start with in the morning as either a meal supplement, as a shake. You can do it with your breakfast or with some fruit. I just do mine with a little bit of blueberries and blackberries in the morning. That's what I have in the morning. And with my bulletproof coffee. So that's me. I love starting out the day that way. I look forward to waking up and doing that. So thank you, Bob. Really good. All right, let's do this. We're going to create a new timeline. The first thing I want to talk about is, you know, President Trump did a press conference and I don't know if it was 2 hours or an hour and a half. It was long this afternoon. And the thing about it is when President Trump talks about putting together a peace plan for Iran and he's looking for no nuclear development, no weaponry, none of that, and that's part of the deal. And the other thing is to open the Strait of Hormuz completely, let all traffic move through without any tolls. That was all good. Now, those are definitely two things that have theoretically been agreed to by Iran. Now, President Trump normally does not bring up something like this peace accord or peace plan for Iran if it's not already done. And I believe it is already agreed to and done. I don't know who signed it. I don't know what that's all about. But I believe we're going to have that coming out as a real thing very soon. And it could be by this weekend that we get that announcement. And I think this was sort of a prequel today of what we're going to see over the weekend as an actual agreed to peace deal, a peace, and I'll call it a peace treaty with Iran. So let's hope that is the case. You know, President Trump normally doesn't telegraph something ahead of time unless it's already done. We've known that for years now. That's typically the way he rolls. So I did get that out of the press conference today. If we create a timeline, we're going to start with tomorrow, Friday, the 5th. Now, you guys remember, we've talked about this in the past, the Clarity Act. Remember, the Clarity Act is about cryptocurrencies, XRP primarily, and maybe some others that are, you know, that are all going to be tied to the quantum financial system and exchangeable, in other words, buy and sell crypto, I believe, through the quantum financial system and even through the banks. Okay, because the banks want in on that, okay? Now, here's where I think that is going. We have heard that it had been passed a long time ago, 2-3 weeks ago. Now, it seemed like it was held up in the Senate forever. And I said, I think at the time, I think it's going to take an executive order by President Trump because it was stuck in the Senate. A presidential order to clear that and get that Clarity Act out and in play. Well, I have heard that that Clarity Act is supposed to be announced as complete. Again, it's probably already done, but we haven't heard it announced yet. So what I'm hearing is that we'll have that announced tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Well, that's a very important part, even though, you know, everybody and everybody on this call certainly is not involved in cryptocurrencies. But it is something, the XRP as an asset-backed crypto virtual coin is going to be backing to some extent the value of our USN new dollar. The N can stand for note or new, USN, instead of USD, United States dollar. But our new dollar is asset-backed, and it should have there's quite a bit of cryptocurrency out there, and the theory is that it will help to back as an asset the value of our dollar. And I did hear something said yesterday about a new $250 bill, 250, $250 bill with President Trump's picture on it. And he said he'd heard of it, but he didn't really had not really seen a prototype of it yet. Well, he probably has seen it, but that evidently is going to be a real thing. President Trump on a on a $250 bill or USTN, United States Treasury note, for $250. That'll be interesting. And then there's also something about a gold coin. I don't know what the denomination of that coin would be, but it would also be something that would have his image on it. So we'll have to see what that looks like. I have not seen that. Okay, so that starts our timeline really with tomorrow. All right? The other thing that we're getting that's really significant is we're understanding that all of our currencies that we're looking to be revalued will show up on the Forex on Sunday night. Today's Thursday, Sunday night, 2 days from now, at 8:30 p.m. Sunday night, which is the 7th of June, that would actually be the revaluation. The RV would essentially start with all the currencies appearing revalued on the foreign exchange, the Forex. Now, that is supposed to happen Sunday night. Okay, what does that do for us? Well, one source, which is very high up, told us this morning that everything pops on the 8th. Everything pops on the 8th, okay? What does that mean? Well, it looks like the 8th is Monday. Now, I'm not saying this has anything to do with China and their favorite number. Just happens to be, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, and I don't think you guys do either. But on the 8th, Monday, perhaps that is our start for notifications. It could be Monday or Tuesday. But the fact that we were told everything pops on the 8th sounds like we should get notified and get our 800 numbers to us on the 8th. And everything pops might also refer to the tariff dividend payments going out and the tariff dividend direct deposits for age 60 and older making their way into our bank accounts. And that would be the, remember, the tariff dividends are supposed to be between $2,000 and $3,000. And we think it could be something that would occur for 1 year, maybe longer. But we'll see how that works out. That thing is still, to me, a little bit up in the air. It's not as solid as I'd like it to be for me right now to know about it. Now, Jeannie asked about the timeline that she gave us for Flag Day. President Trump's birthday, I think, is also June 14th and the 4th of July. I told you guys on Tuesday that we've got EBS kicking in on the 24th of June and going 10 days. No, not 10 days of darkness, 10 days of disclosure. So that is something that we can look forward to, and it could very well be at that time we could get any number of things in that 10-day period. It could be all Nasara debt forgiveness talked about, debt jubilee, all of that stuff in that time frame, that 10-day time frame of June 24th to July 4th. Now, we also heard about the EBS possibly being used starting around Monday or Tuesday, which would be the 8th and 9th of June. And I don't know whether that, in other words, I don't know which is going to happen first. We are going to get some information that will come to us about what really happened at fill in the blank, what really happened, blah, blah, blah. There's so many things that need to be brought out. And I just don't know what the timing's going to be on that. But I really think that we're looking to get, and Jeannie asked about the Doge and about the R&R. Both of those for us will be better exchanging and a redeeming Zim. That will be for that will be there at the redemption centers when we go in with our currency and Zim to redeem Zim and exchange currency. We'll have those numbers told to us, and those numbers of our R&R and our Doge is supposed to be entered into our quantum accounts. And then we'll move some of that money out. If we want to move it to another bank other than Wells, we would have the opportunity to do that. Maybe not on day one. We'll have to see. On day one, we're just basically going to get the totals on Doge, the total on R&R, get the total on our Zim redemption, and a total on our currency. And I would write all of those totals down as they all are going to be lumped into your quantum financial system account. And then you'll move the monies that you need for the first 90 days for your projects and your personal use, i.e. house, cars, whatever it is that you feel like you need to upgrade and do, all of that's going to be, you can move that into your primary Wells Fargo account. And then I plan to set up four sub-accounts underneath that primary. And but I don't know if I'll be setting those up. Probably won't have time to do that on the exchange day. But we'll see. We'll see what they do with us and how much time we really have. Can we? There's so much to get done in 30 to 40 minutes. I really at a loss to see how we'd be able to do it all. But we'll do it. They want us to move us in and out of there. I think they're going to count. It's just going to be very, it's not going to be a sitting around chatting around the kitchen table. This is business. You're getting it done very quickly. You're not going to get all of your questions answered. You'll get some answered, but you're going to probably come away with some questions. So we'll see what happens, how well that works. But you should have your quantum account set up. You should have your quantum account access card. You should have your primary Wells Fargo account set up and your credit debit card with Wells Fargo that you can spend on from day one once you move some funds from quantum into your primary bank account. So it's going to be really interesting. Remember, you do have, you are supposed to get a Q phone to go, and then you'll figure all that out later when you get home. You'll set all that up. You're supposed to get some sheet with maybe two pages of what we would call bank perks, P-E-R-K-S, perks, benefits for banking with Wells, and these should be things that you can opt to have. I don't know how, if you're restricted on the number of these perks or not. We'll have to see that when we get the sheet. And you don't want to screw around with that at the redemption center. You want to just take that home and look it over and see if there's anything that you want in there. And then you can let your primary premier banker know what you're interested in from that list and figure out how to get that. And there may be a certificate to take to Best Buy for a new laptop or, you know, whatever. I think it's designed to be for a new laptop for you to get. So we'll see if that certificate happens or not. It's not like we won't be able to afford $1,000 for a super-duper laptop, because we could, you know. So we'll see what they do on that. You're not walking out with a laptop, though. Don't get that. That was old, wrong information. You're not going to get that. You might get a certificate for Best Buy. That was the organization they decided to go with for that, if they do it. We'll see if they're still doing it. What else? Timing is looking like, I said, if everything pops on the 8th, that's Monday, maybe we get notified on the 8th. Maybe that's when it all happens. because really we'll have all new rates on the screens revalued Sunday night at 8:30. So essentially that's when the quote-unquote RV is supposed to have happened or will happen. So that's it as far as I can see. That is basically what we're looking for. And I know that wasn't a whole lot of information, but I think it gives us the timeline, the new timeline that we're on, that obviously got revisited and renewed since last Tuesday's call. So a lot, as you guys know, can change in 3 or 4 days. In this case, 2 days, from Tuesday to Thursday. But, and of course, like what usually happens, tonight after the call, I'll probably get something else that I wish I'd had for the big call tonight. But in any event, what we'll do is we'll look forward to seeing where we are Tuesday, and hopefully we'll have a celebration call, but we'll be ready for a big call on Tuesday night, which will be the 9th of June. And as far as the 14th, or, you know, there's nothing that I know of that moves us all the way to the 14th, which would be 6 days from Monday. So far as we know, what we're hearing is everything pops on the 8th, which is Monday. So let's keep an eye on that over the weekend. We'll see what happens. Watch out for any announcement tomorrow at 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time about the cryptocurrencies, the so-called crypto coins, Act. And that's really what we're looking to have show up next. And then maybe Saturday, maybe that's when we get a true announcement about a peace deal with Iran, which would be great. And I know Cuba's next, and we're trying to make Cuba go along. We're not going to leave Cuba behind. President Trump wants to help those people. He knows about the Cubans and Cuban Americans in Miami, in that region of Hialeah especially, and over in Ybor City near Tampa. Great Cuban community there in Ybor City. And, you know, he wants to make sure that those people can go back to their country of origin, go back to Cuba. And Cuba has tremendous potential, as President Trump said today, for resorts, for a lot of things. I mean, we could help them really develop that island and be a cool little 90-mile jaunt from Miami. So we'll see. We'll see how that all comes together. But that's really what I've got for tonight. Now, keep in mind, this is the time that you want to get in touch with Sue by email for her Liberated Humanitarian series, which was 4 classes, hour and a half each class. So you've got 4 classes that you can pick up. It would be coming to you as an audio link that you download from your email. And all you do is send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds is MINDS, at hushmail.com. And it's $200 for all 4 classes, and they all come together as a download that you would click on. And you want to tell Sue in your email that, yes, I have PayPal, or no, I don't have PayPal. If you don't, she'll invoice you in a different way. And you want to put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. Send that on to her. She probably won't call you. It's possible she would text you if she needs to. Everything is going to come to you by email, so just keep an eye on your email, and you should be fine. Look for your emails to come in. If you send it, look for her to receive it and send you back an email, you know, showing that she received what you said, and then, boom, you go from there. So that's her offering tonight, is liberated humanity, or just put liberated in the subject line. And this is something that, you know, will really serve you well throughout the first at least month of our new start, because it's really, you know, liberated humanity. It's a great title. So get it. The people that have already received it are very thrilled about it and have written great testimonials. So be sure to go ahead and take advantage of that. All right, and let's get those out tomorrow. Now, we don't have anything super to give you tonight. I think I've given you just what I received, and we're going to have to go with that until we see what happens over the weekend and by Tuesday, and then we'll have another call Tuesday night. So let's pray the call out. Before we do, though, let's thank Sue and Bob as my co-hosts on the big call for doing such a stellar job. And thank you, GCK and Doug, for your technical help. And thank you, Jeannie. Pastor Scott, where are you? Thank you, Jeannie, for your continued support. And thank you, satellite team, for getting the call out all over the globe. And also thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to us over the last 15 years that I've done the Big Call. And just appreciate everybody as we move forward. It's going to really be cool. And we're going to have some real fun getting these projects underway and meeting up in regional get-togethers and so on after all this goes. So pay attention. We'll see what happens in the next few days before the next big call on Tuesday. All right? God bless you guys. Let's pray out the call. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that we have, all the blessings that we can count right now, and thank you for each day being renewed with new mercies coming to us every morning. Thank you for this journey that we've been on. Thank you that it will come to an end soon and that we will have the enjoyment of this blessing. But the real enjoyment is going to be blessing other people with it and helping other people and raising the bar for everyone. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. And thank you for the person of your only begotten Son, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. And thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Have a great night and great weekend. And we'll see you on Tuesday. God bless.